Good morning.
And thank you for listening to the Morning KLH. We always appreciate that. Dave and Doreen Marcus, the Hollywood update. Ray Liotta passed away at the age of 67. He was in the Dominican Republic filming a movie. And he died in his sleep. Ray Liotta once said that he had no intention of becoming an actor. He said he fell into it because he was so lazy.
And I was going to take liberal arts. I got to the front of the line. They said, you have to take math and history. I said, well, I don't want to take math and history. Right. I don't even want to be in college. So right next to it was for the drama department. So I took a step over and said, I'll be a drama major because I had an elective in high school.
There it is.
You know what, though? You got to have some skill. You know?
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He for surely. Right.
But he kind of stumbled into what he's really good
at. But he found his calling, yeah.
Ray Liotta told Conan O'Brien that he was not the movie studio's first choice to play Henry Hill in Goodfellas.
They would have rather had Eddie Murphy than me.
Right.
They would have.
anybody
different, because I had only done Field of Dreams hadn't come out yet. I had done two movies that nobody saw. They were good movies. And from what I understand, Marty Scorsese, the director, wanted me. And then, but they were having trouble getting Warner Brothers to say yes. And then from what I understand, De Niro saw Marty at a party. They were talking. They were talking about he was having trouble finding the character to play Jimmy Burke, the part that Bob eventually played. And when De Niro said he would do it, I guess that was what the studio needed to hear, and then it was.
It took
the
pressure off of. We need a big star, who there for that role.
Exactly.
Once again, Ray Liotta passing away at the age of 67.
Can you imagine anyone else?
No,
in that role,
not
never.
At all. That is a great way to put it. All right, according to Variety magazine today, Netflix added a warning card to Stranger Things 4 following the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Texas on Tuesday. The warning card reads: "We filmed this season of Stranger Things a year ago. But given the recent tragic shooting at a school in Texas, viewers may find the opening scene of episode 1 distressing. We are deeply saddened by this unspeakable violence, and our hearts go out to every family mourning a loved one." Again, Netflix adding that warning to the fourth season of Stranger Things. And speaking of TV series, Deadline says Jodie Foster is set to play Detective Liz Danvers in the fourth iteration of True Detective.
Have you seen any of those?
HBO, yeah.
I saw the first one.
Yeah, the one with Woody Harrelson.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that was good. I saw the second season, too. They were completely independent of each other.
Yes, but was the second one then good?
Yeah, really good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So Jodie Foster on HBO. Live with Kelly and Ryan, John Hamm, who's in the new Top Gun movie, which is allegedly going to get about $200 million worldwide this weekend, he explained what you're supposed to do when you meet the royal family. Here it is.
It's a little bit anxiety producing because they give you these sort of rules that you're meant to sort of follow. Your Royal Highness,
okay.
If they offer their name, then you can use their name, but you can't do it first, and you can't offer your hand. They have to offer their hand, and then you have to bow, but you can't bow too low.
Were you kind of panicked leading up?
For sure. You're like, oh, God, don't say you're Royal Harmless. Hamster. God.
Your Majesty.
And Your Majesty. Hi. But no, it's exciting.
Fist bumps. Are fist bumps allowed?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I think, you know what? The late, great Prince Philip, I could see him doing a fist bump.
Think so?
Yeah, I don't think the Queen would fist bump you. Ellen, with her final show yesterday, Jennifer Aniston, who was Ellen's first guest, was also her last guest. And she jokes that she got a divorce from Brad Pitt, went into therapy when Friends ended. She wanted to make a clean break from everything. Jennifer Aniston.
What did you do to deal with? How did you deal with that?
Well, the ending of Friends. Well, I, you know, well, I got a divorce and went into therapy. And then I did a movie called The Breakup. I just kind of leaned into the end.
Uh-huh.
I just was like, you know what, guys? Let's just put this, let's make this a completely new chapter.
Let's end everything.
Let's just end everything and then start new.
Yeah.
And it
worked out.
It worked great.
Okay, so do you guys want to hear what Ellen had to say? This is Ellen's final break. This is it.
To all of you who have watched this show and supported me, thank you so much for this platform. And I hope that what I've been able to do in the last 19 years has made you happy and that I was able to take a little bit of pain away from a bad day or anything you're going through. And I hope I've been able to inspire you to make other people happy and to do good in the world, to feel like you have a purpose. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. I feel the love, and I send it back to you.
And that's it for Melon, so her show is over.
She said that 19 years ago when she started, she couldn't even say gay on the air.
Really?
Show.
Wow. And we close with Channing Tatum on The Tonight Show. What he's doing here is he's reading advice from a child on how to get your friends to play hide and seek with you.
Channing, your turn.
All of your friends want to play Simon Says, but you want to play hide and seek. Just say, Simon Says, play hide and seek. Wally, three.
That's actually good advice.
Okay, more. Channing Tatum, reading advice from a child. How to get out of going to work.
If you don't want to go to work and want to stay home the whole day, just get fired.
This is great advice.
Brilliant.
Wise beyond their years.
Absolutely.
And that is your Hollywood update.